Rip 97.9 thanks the many community volunteers, along with proud members of the FDNY, for your help and dedication to our visiting soldiers and their families this weekend at Windham Mountain Resort. Once again, here's Joe Lovero.
Lori Kruger, how are you?
I'm good.
You're from the Patchwork Company.
Yes.
Where's the Patchwork Company located?
Right on Main Street in Windham.
I knew that, but I wanted to let everybody know. Now, I'm assuming that has something to do with quilts.
Yes.
Here at the Adaptive Sports Foundation, Warriors in Motion, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project, what are you here for? I saw all the quilts out there.
I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, sure.
Last year, Todd, at the last minute, asked us to sew some patches on jackets last year. And he tried to do it himself and kind of failed. So he came to the store and asked us if we could do it. And we rounded up some of our good customers and sewers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They came in an afternoon. They sewed them all on. And while they were sitting around, they said, we got to do something for the Wounded Warriors. So they said, we'll just make quilts and we'll give them out next year at the next day. So we put out the word. I sent out an email to all our customers and all the quilt guilds up here. We only needed about 30. We got 65 and counting.
65 and counting.
Yep. So everybody gets one.
And
every family gets one today.
Every family, mm-hmm. because there's not 65 families here.
Right.
So you have something for everybody.
Yep.
Huh?
And we have some for more projects coming up.
It's wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful. And they look so nice spread out
yep.
there, too. So, Lori, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for what you're doing, what you guys are doing. How many volunteers, how many people were putting this all together?
Over 50.
I see.
Sewers, yep.
Yeah, because quilts are, they're a long time in the making,
yep,
aren't they?
And they're all handmade and mm-hmm. sewed with love.
I can see they're filled with love. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Right.
Rip 97.9 is proud to recognize the Adaptive Sports Foundation's Warriors in Motion Weekend at Windham Mountain Resort, sponsored by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Hi, Deirdre.
Hi.
Deirdre Passione. Deirdre, and you're here in what capacity?
I volunteer for the Adaptive Sports Foundation.
Uh-huh.
So this is my second year doing it. Last year was my first year, and my dad's been doing Adaptive for 13 years.
Okay.
And he gave a lot to Adaptive. He was like the first snowboarder to really shed light to it and give all these people a chance. And so it felt right to, you know, help out and give out and give back.
So he inspired you basically to jump on board with this.
Definitely an inspiration.
Mm-hmm. You're a snowboarder.
Yes.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 17.
17. And you've been doing it, what, for 3 years, you said?
This is my second year.
Oh, second year.
Mm-hmm.
Second year. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you instruct or are you?
So last year I taught lessons. And
yeah, okay.
I would, when you're first year, you normally work with another instructor. So this year I switched over to the race team. Great bunch of kids. And actually me and my dad are doing race team this year, but it's great. And the kids are so devoted and motivated and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so good to see.
That is fantastic. And then, you know, so you get a little inspiration out of this too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad would tell me, you know, all these stories and how
uh-huh.
he took so much away from it. And, you know, and now I get to have all these stories for myself.
Yeah, because every year when I do this, I mean, I get inspired a little bit by some of the stories that I hear from people, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it just kind of rubs off on you a little bit.
No, it definitely mm-hmm. does. It's so inspiring.
Yeah. Well, it's great what you're doing. And, you know, you're a young one, but you got a lot of passion. I can tell that. You really love what you're doing. And
yeah.
I'm sure Dad did a lot to inspire that in you.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Anyway, Deirdre Passione, thank you so much for
thank
being with
so
us
much
today.
Thank you for having me.
Rip 97.9 salutes our visiting men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces, together with their families, enjoying a weekend of skiing, boarding, camaraderie, and fun. Welcome to the Mountaintop and the Warriors in Motion Weekend, made possible by the Adaptive Sports Foundation, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project, and proudly hosted by Windham Mountain Resort. Once again, here's Joe Lovero.
I'm with Terry Passione here at Windham Mountain today for the Adaptive Sports Foundation Warriors in Motion, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project. Terry, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. And yourself?
Great.
Now, you wanted to talk about something that's coming up for the Adaptive Sports Foundation, and one of the reasons that makes all of this possible, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Because this is something that's in February, I believe?
It is February 6, 2016. The Adaptive Sports Foundation at Windham, New York, will present their gala and auction at the Windham Country Club. It starts at 7 p.m., and during the Adaptive Sports Foundation gala, we will auction off some amazing items, and all the proceeds go to help our adaptive individuals who take lessons and enjoy the Adaptive Sports Foundation.
Now, with the Adaptive Sports Foundation, besides this, there are summer programs. There are programs all season,
that's
all
correct.
Year long, right?
Yes,
even every season?
Mm-hmm. We do canoeing, whitewater rafting, hiking.
The Adaptive Sports Foundation is the umbrella organization for the Warriors in Motion and the Wounded Warriors Project, but you have people from other walks of life, too.
We like to be able to give somebody opportunity to enjoy the beautiful outdoors, ski or snowboard, and we have children and individuals who are any kind of disability. They come, they take a wonderful lesson with our instructors, and they enjoy themselves.
People with disabilities sometimes have to kind of pack themselves away, but they need a little encouragement, don't they?
That's correct. And our instructors are amazing. They're very encouraging, and they're all very good at skiing and snowboarding and helping these individuals.
And again, the gala is, and that's open to anybody, the gala and auction?
That's correct. It's February 6th and at 7 p.m., and it's at the Wyndham Country Club in beautiful Wyndham.
Any, what do they do? Just go to the website?
They can go to the Adaptive Sports Foundation website and sign up, or you can certainly buy tickets at the door. We'd love to have
you. All right. So tickets at the door, February 6th.
Yes,
we'll mark it down. You're welcome. Terry Passione, thank you very much.
Thank you.
RIP 97.9. Thanks to many individuals and organizations that make the Warriors in Motion weekend possible, including Wyndham Mountain Resort staff and management, the team at the Adaptive Sports Foundation, community organizations and businesses, and the many members of the FDNY. We salute our brave men and women from the U.S. Armed Forces. We stand with you and thank you for your service. Once again, here's WRIP's Joe Lavero.
John Cerubi.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. You're a instructor in snowboarding here.
Yes, sir.
For the Adaptive Sports Foundation.
Yes, sir.
And the Adaptive Sports Foundation, Warriors in Motion, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project. I think I got that right.
Yes, sir.
Now, you are an instructor here in snowboarding, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, it's my first time, first year instructor, but I started when I was 7 years old and helping out any way I can from lunchroom with my family or watching the kids, the instructor's kids in the playroom.
Right. And but where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn. Hey, Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn.
What part of Brooklyn?
Sheepshead Bay.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
And you are up here
every weekend. So, like I said before, I started when I was seven, so we came up every weekend ever since my sister. She got her first lesson in Adaptive maybe 13 years ago, and then from there on, she just, I guess, snowball effect.
So that got you get involved in it.
Yeah, so she actually participated in the 2012 Vancouver Paralympics.
Oh, cool.
Throughout Adaptive, so I guess from then on I just felt the duty to give back from how much she gained, and from then on it was just a family tradition.
That's a great thing. We need more people like that to be able to do that. So you're getting something out of it, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
You know, to get it to help out. So what do you think of the conditions out here?
Conditions are perfect right now. You know, slow start, but pick up now, do the snow making. It's beautiful right now.
What percentage of people out here would you say are snowboarders versus skiers?
I'd say, I guess, 60% skiers, 40% snowboarders.
Do the snowboarders ever get in the skiers' way or vice versa?
I'd say it's more of a skier's fault, but...
There you go. I had a feeling you might say that. But John, thank you so much. John Cerubi, thank you very much.
Have a good one.